Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Dallas County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from the Perry Chamber is, who else? Our director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us now. So thank you very much, Lindsay, for coming on.
Hey, glad to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you've had your monthly chamber coffee program that you do the second Friday of every month. And so just kind of tell us a little bit about where you were at earlier this morning.
Yeah, so this morning we were at Gatherings on 2nd. This is a special retail shop that does kind of some seasonal pop-ups in their space. They own the building, but it's utilized for other things throughout the year. And then about, it's not quite once a month, but seasonally, I'll say, they kind of do a pop-up in their own store, in their own store front. And it's a really fun, unique business with kind of seasonal decor, gift items, lots of Perry things that say Perry on them, some locally crafted items, some curated gift items. So just really fun. They're open this weekend during Art on the Prairie as their holiday pop-up. And so it just worked really well to also have the chamber coffee there. So Gatherings on 2nd, right on 2nd Street, and just nice to see what Tiffany had to offer and what she's going to have this weekend. So thankful to our host for the November chamber coffee.
Politely guide us into where we're going for next month.
Yeah, so next month we will be at Snap Fitness, and it's always a chance for hosts to share different things that are going on at their business, maybe give a sneak peek to something, maybe do tours, maybe introduce new staff. So every month it's a little bit different based on our hosts, so we're just always thankful to any of our hosts. And then it's also an opportunity for our members to network with each other, so sharing what's going on with them, staying in the know with what's going on with the chamber, a chance just to kind of casually network and see what's new and stay connected with everyone.
Well, one thing I'm sure you're excited to do, and every year you should be excited to do, is find out who the membership wants to be to serve on their board. And you've got the first step of that process out of the way. Kind of give us an update of how that's been going.
Yes, so far so good. We have had an outpouring of nominations, and I think that just goes to show just how many great people we have in the community that people recognize as great community partners, as volunteers at other organizations. Unfortunately, that also means that people are typically busy. So it's not uncommon that we would have some people turn down the nomination. But of the 36 nominees, we had a total of 9 accept the nomination, submit an application, and we have those names to then go from there. From that point, the current board votes and selects who they would like to recommend to the full membership. From there, then the full members get together on Zoom and we have our director election meeting, and then either go with that recommendation or it could go a different way and they select someone else entirely. So I don't yet have the names, but very soon we will be posting who the current board is recommending for those 3 open seats. So again, thank you to everyone for all of those nominations. I am very pleased that this year we have more than plenty to select from. Then there's always that challenge to tell someone that they didn't make it in, but there's always next year and there's always the ambassador program to get involved even without being on the board.
All right. And then obviously, you know, we got getting closer and closer to that holiday time, which means we should be thinking more towards some of those retail promotions. And your next sip and shop is certainly one of those things that people can get involved with.
That's right. Yes, we always have something going on. Every month we have a sip and shop. There's different opportunities to promote shopping local, getting out and supporting those local businesses. So a couple dates to keep in mind, the next 2 sip and shops. One in November on the 17th, and then one in December on the 8th, both 4 to 7 p.m. Those will be 2 different sip-in shops. So those are those extended hours, refreshments, maybe some specials. Stop in and check out what's new, maybe pick up some items for gifts. So those are both sip-in shops that are coming up, but we can't ignore Small Business Saturday as well. But then, of course, there's always any time is good to support local. So Small Business Saturday, of course, is Saturday after Thanksgiving, and that is on the 25th this year. So we'll have the lighted parade on Friday, Small Business Saturday on Saturday, and that just kind of kicks off the holiday season. I know a lot of our retailers are already ready to go with Art on the Prairie this weekend. They have some holiday open houses, and they're just ready for more shoppers in town, and so really kicks off kind of this weekend, but officially with that Small Business Saturday after the lighted parade.
Yeah, it's got to make you be thrilled as a chamber director to know that how successful Spooktacular was last month, and then you've got Art on the Prairie, which is, you know, probably 2 Spooktaculars wrapped up into one entire weekend, and then you've got the ever-explosive lighted parade that later on this month, as well as Small Business Saturday. It can't get much better for you as chamber director to have all these big explosive things to kind of wrap up the year.
Right. It's one of those things where I always think to myself, you know, is this the busiest time of the year? Is this the busiest time of the year? We're busy all the time with all of the different activities. It's just a little bit different as far as the input for an event or the type of promotion or hands-on that we have. But it's really an exciting time of year as we're closing out the end of the year, getting geared up for the holidays and the new year. And then, I hate to say it, but Brr will be right around the corner in February. So it all kind of just blends together just a little bit. But yeah, really fantastic, spooktacular. Looking forward to a great weekend with Art on the Prairie and that organization hosting that event downtown. We expect lots and lots of people out and about with great weather. And then the lighted parade is always fun to see. I think I've mentioned this many times before, but with a parade, you know, I'm always down at lineup, so I never get to see the kind of slow trickle of people getting ready to come out. So then I send them off and then I go downtown and then I'm like, oh, where'd all these people come from? So I'm always amazed at where, you know, how big of the crowd is for Spooktacular, how big the crowd is for Lighted Parade, and really fun time for the community to come together, gather, celebrate, you know, small town, celebrate Perry and these festive holiday events as well.
Now, I just got to ask one quick follow-up about your Lighted Parade. Is it something where people need to register or do they just show up the day of? Can you explain that process?
Yes, so for the Lighted Parade, it starts at 7 p.m. and lineup begins at 6 p.m. Up until this year, we have never required a pre-registration. Sometimes people will call us and ask, you know, how do I get involved? And we just say, show up.
Okay.
So sometimes it's nice to know if you're bringing a certain kind of vehicle, need to be situated in a certain placement in the lineup. So give a call to the chamber. I'm not exactly ready to share a very special thing that we're going to have going on with this year's Lighted Parade, but very soon, hopefully next week's Let's Talk, I'd like to reveal something that we will be taking pre-registration in this year for a special reason that I'm not going to tell you just yet. But so we'll be rolling out details on how to pre-register through the website, email, call to encourage people to participate and to get some information ahead of time. But ultimately, you can just show up at 6 o'clock, 6:15, 6:30. We help get you in line with other floats. So we kind of separate, you know, if they have music, if they have walkers, things like that. And so we never really know exactly how it's going to look until we are getting people lined up. But we always know that the fire department has a great turnout with their vehicles and lights. And there's usually some prizes for the best and brightest floats. So encourage people to kind of start thinking about what that will look like for them.
All right. That's our guest for today's Let's Talk Dallas County program. Here with our Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, who is also the master cliffhanger teaser for next week, joining us once again. So thank you very much again, Lindsay, for being on.
Hey, thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.